Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, welcome to Fractal Bitcoin. I'm Chris, this is your daily Bitcoin news update.
Oh, forget it.
I know, I'm telling you, let's get right to the Bitcoin price update. Yeah, well, look, we came down a bit. We're right now at 68,410. And I actually put this horizontal yellow line here. That's 69,000. That's our old previous high from 2021. And so you can see, when we came up against it here, we regarded it as resistance. And then once we got above it, though, then we started regarding it as support. But today, we literally broke through the support. We wicked down, but now we're close to 69,000. So we'll see. We'll see if we come down more. It's not a big deal. If we bounce off this and keep going, that's great, too. It's probable. All right. Well, yeah, but everything's still good. Everything's still bullish. I forgot to say, people are saying that this is a crash. Bitcoin crashed. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Yeah. Where is the Bitcoin price crash people are talking about? Oh, you can barely see it. It's that little tiny thing. Pack it up, guys. It's all over. This is what the rational root says. That's it. Pack it up. It's over. Look at that little tiny eeny weensy crash. It's a crash. It's over. Pack it up. Yeah, and here's a good one. Oh my God, the pain. How am I ever going to financially recover from this? All right. This is Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He says, I love gold and silver. I own gold and silver mines. The problem with gold and silver is the higher the prices go, the more gold and silver is found. Same with oil. I own oil wells also. That is not true with Bitcoin. No matter how high the price of Bitcoin goes, there will only be 21 million ever. That's why I love Bitcoin. Oh, yeah. Little Bitcoin love from Robert Kiyosaki. Now, JP Morgan, this is breaking. JP Morgan says Bitcoin has already surpassed gold in investor portfolio allocations. And we're just getting started. Right? Is this is interesting though, because I guess this is small investors, because the gold market cap is still what, 14 trillion, and Bitcoin market cap is only like 1.3 trillion or 1.4 trillion. So we're still like 10% of gold. But anyway, JP Morgan says Bitcoin has already surpassed gold in investor portfolio allocations. Now, this is a little context here. This is about Ethereum and other cryptos wanting an ETF, like Bitcoin got its ETF, spot ETF. And Bitcoin Archive here says, after the huge success of Bitcoin ETFs, senior Democrats urge SEC's Gary Gensler to block any further ETFs for other tokens. Good luck, ETH dudes. Yeah, so whatever. This is government stuff, but we know, I mean, people who know Bitcoin is in a class of its own. Bitcoin is the real thing. It's never been hacked in 15 plus years. It's a store of value. It's censorship resistant. It's global. Everything. Supply is capped at 21 million. All these other coins are not like that. And so, I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting that some of these politicians don't want any other ETFs, right? They want to, I guess, focus it all on Bitcoin, which I'm fine with, but I don't know. I mean, it's a free market, sort of, so whatever. Try to do what you want, I guess. Here's some more news about the ETFs. Just in, Vanguard CEO says they will not offer spot Bitcoin ETFs because it's, quote, not a store of value, end quote. Bro, facepalm. I mean, I think at this point, these people are just, they're trolling and they're probably buying a lot of Bitcoin right now. And they, like some people, I think they don't want to promote Bitcoin because then if everyone starts buying it, it's going to go up and then they won't be able to get any more cheap Bitcoin. So I think a lot of these guys, probably all of them, let's be real, they're just trolling. They're just saying, oh no, Bitcoin's terrible and yada, yada. But in the background, I bet they're buying. And here's Preston Pish. He says, it takes a special kind of stupid to unsee this. Yeah, let me click on this. This is showing Bitcoin and traditional assets return on investment versus the U.S. dollar. And you could see there's a Bitcoin column, a gold column, and S&P 500. Ooh, look at the S&P 500. Over time, it's given back 344% gains over the last 14 years. Okay. Gold over the last 14 years. Ooh, a 92% gain. That's great. Bitcoin over the last 14 years, 2.4 billion percent. Billion with a B. Oh, last year after 13 years, it was only 8.6 million percent gain. Oh, that's, you know, come on. Yeah, this is how Bitcoin works. This is how sound money works. It's not surprising. And here's Fix the Money, Fix the World. This guy, Will, he's wearing a t-shirt here. What's up, Will? Yeah, Fix the Money, Fix the World. I love it. In fact, that's sort of like if I had to pick a little slogan for this show, Fractal Bitcoin, I would pick that. But everybody uses this slogan because it's so true. Yeah, he loves his new Bitcoin shirt. Bitcoin shirt. He won. Yeah. Anyway, I'll link to this post. You can check out this proof of ink, whatever, and all that. Everything I talk about is in the show notes, by the way. And here's a little bit about TikTok, because there's a lot of stuff going on with TikTok being banned and these authoritarian governments banning things they don't like. But Unit of Account here on Noster, he had a great point. And that's why I'm showing you this. TikTok is a propaganda machine. Nation states are battling for the right to control it. And look, this might not be, you know, this might not be like simply what they're doing out in the open, but I think this is part of what the reason they're cracking down and the U.S. wants to control it. To me, this makes sense. But again, yeah, this is just context, by the way. Now, I did want to just mention SimpleX. It's a really private messenger. It's the first messenger without user IDs. Other apps have user IDs, Signal, Matrix, Session, Briar, Jammy, whatever. SimpleX does not even random numbers. So SimpleX is a really, I wish I could use it more, but a lot of people aren't on it, and I don't really use messengers like this very much. I mean, all I do is like text family now and then, little, you know, just regular, just simple stuff. But SimpleX, and there was also an interview with the founder of SimpleX, Evgeny. So check out this podcast episode. I'll link to it in the show notes. It's an hour and a half. If you're into these privacy chat apps, this is a really, really great one. So check it out. And just to remind you, time is not refundable. Use it with intention. So it's Friday. I want you to enjoy your weekend. And let's look at this video here. This is really cool. Yeah, the dad's coming home, and his kids set up these cups,
let me call him.
And his wife is telling him, okay, wait.
Like they got you. Go, let me call him. Guys!
So now she goes and gets the kids. And then dad pretends. And the kids go nuts. Look at these kids. Right?
We got him.
They're like, got him.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I just wanted to show you some happy kids before you have your weekend. So maybe you can go out this weekend and be a happy kid. This is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. This link on top here, it says join our locals community. So click that. Come over here to locals. This is where we're having our community. We hang out and chat. It's really great. Still growing, but please come over and join and comment, post, and all that. Yeah, and don't forget the Bitcoin panel, which we're doing in about an hour and a half. But yeah, every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, we do the Bitcoin panel. So come by. It's a live stream. I gather a bunch of awesome Bitcoiners, and we talk shop. So that's it. Thanks for watching. It's been a great week. I'll see you in the Bitcoin panel. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the channel, please. And I'll see you Monday morning with another Bitcoin news video. All right. See ya.